Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast. It's been some time since I've recorded the last episode. How are you? Hasn't life been so full of experiences, learnings, maybe highs, maybe lows? I feel like so much is changing and happening in each of our lives. And are you feeling the shift? How not just consciousness and awareness, but the whole way of how we are being with ourselves, being with other people, seeing also like jobs, careers, how we're seeing our relationships, all of that is shifting. Are you seeing how so many more people are open to spirituality, are open to healing, open to transformation, are seeing how they are an active co-creator in their reality, and how if there are things that we don't like in our reality, we have the power to shift them, to change them, and at least shift our perspective on it. And I mean, when I started this work, 2020, I knew. I mean, when I started to dive into healing and spirituality in 2015, there were already people saying that this knowledge, these paths, they will open up for more people and the whole world will awaken more. And then when I started sharing this work through social media and the podcast in 2020, I also knew, yes, more people are going to awaken, more people are going to be open for this world. And now we are really seeing it. It's so crazy how, you know, especially when you make a statement like the whole world is going to awaken, of course you believe that and see that, but then actually seeing that happen 10 and 5 years later, that is a whole different experience. And as we are seeing people waking up and being more open to these things, if you are someone who has been actively working on herself, on her own journey, I feel like you are also someone who is very, very likely feeling a shift in what you want to do in your life as a career, in your purpose, and how you want to show up. So a lot of people that a lot of my clients who've been working with me for years are now stepping into their path of becoming healers, coaches, facilitators, and bringing more healing to the world. And now, as more women, more of us are stepping into this work, the question, there's never a question of, there are so many coaches, does the world need more? Yes, the world needs more, but that's not the question. The question is what type of work does really excite you? So just because we see a lot of people having success with dropshipping or with being a coach or with whatever it is, especially those things where on social media it is sometimes portrayed as fast money, always be cautious with that. Because if you're only doing something because it's fast money, it most likely won't fulfill you either in the long term or B, when it's not making you money, right? So if you do something because you know it's fast money and you only want to do it for a year or two, okay. But if you are actually starting a business, if you look at business not in the new age right now type of way, but in the type of way that we've been seeing businesses for the past 50, 40, 30 years, starting a business is a long-term game. Having a business is a long-term game. There's so much growth and learnings in there. And if whatever you start your business in, A, isn't your passion and like really excites you, you will get tired of it. Especially if and when challenges start to arise in that business, you will feel discouraged. And so if you are starting a business, for me, I think it's really important, either make it something that you are really passionate about, or do the type of business that people say, like if you have the most simple business, it makes the most money, like selling working tools or selling hammers or selling like random things like that, choose either one of them, but don't choose something just because it's gonna make you a lot of money and because you're hoping that then that money will give you happiness and purpose. And speaking of purpose, that opens up a whole other conversation of purpose. So purpose is not just your job description, like being a doctor or nurse or whatever. What if purpose is actually something that you are meant to live in every moment of your life? And it's not just about the job description, but it's about how you show up in other areas as well, in your career, yes, but also in your relationships, also in your friendships, also in your day-to-day life. If you are someone who likes human design, you know I love it. There is something called the life theme, and that's basically your purpose. And the whole way how human design speaks about purpose is that, again, it's not a job description, it's what you are meant to do in every way of your life. And you can find that out if you do a free human design chart. My favorite website is myhumandesign.com, but you can find that out with a free chart online thing. And for me, for example, my purpose literally states in its words to incite changes in people. And so that is literally what I'm meant to do. This is what I'm doing. This feels so true. And now, if you read this, if you hear this, I think it's very easy to understand. Okay, well, she's meant to do healing and transformational work for other people. But for example, my mother, she's a doctor and she has been wanting to be a doctor since she's six. She's so good at it. She's a pro in her field. But her purpose states to be the embodiment of love. And so, like, her human design purpose has nothing written with helping people or being a doctor. It is literally just be the embodiment of love. And we have seen it in our family when she is being in her childlike wonder and being in her embodiment of love. She is glowing. She's so happy. And that makes our whole family even more happy. And so I invite you to look at your human design purpose and bring that into your life as well, as you are also looking around and opening up your perspective on what you want to do in your career or in your working field. And third, I want to speak about something that might not be super, super popular, but I want to talk about the whole discipline, soft girl life, and everything in between topics that you are seeing more and more on social media. So I think with discipline, let's start there. There are things that we get to do or sometimes have to do to move forward, just like taxes. Do them, then you're done. You have the task behind you. Let's just get through it. So there are some things that, even if they're uncomfortable, we're meant to do it, and it actually doesn't take away a lot of our life. It just sometimes feels like the task is going to take forever, but it actually doesn't even take that long. So what if we rewrite, instead of discipline, I like to call it devotion. So, for example, working out, whatever your favorite form of working out and moving your body is, if you devote to being loving to your body, to moving your body every day, you will feel better overall, mentally, energetically, in your physical body, you will just feel better. Now, disciplining yourself to do an exercise or a type of workout that you really don't like, that won't bring too much, but devoting to loving and moving your body in whatever shape or form it wants to move on any given day, that is such a more loving perspective or kind of way of seeing working out and moving your body, right? So, what if we replace discipline with devotion? What if we look at some tasks that feel like, oh, I need to have more discipline now? What if we see it with a more loving lens, with more kind eyes, and see, okay, objectively, if this is something I have to do, why don't I just do it so it's done? And then, of course, that becomes harder if you are in a very dysregulated nervous system state, if you are in a freeze state, if you are burnt out. Like, there's all these nuances that come up, of course, if that feels really hard. But if you're burnt out and in a dysregulated nervous system, then just doing something is not the solution at all. We have to work with your nervous system to get that to feeling safe again and feeling connected with your body again, right? So, in those cases, just doing the thing won't solve your problems. Working with your body is what you are meant to focus on first. coming back to the topic of soft girl life versus discipline, the whole soft girl era, of course, we want to be in our beautiful feminine energy. If you've been listening to the whole podcast is about healing, transformation, and connecting more with your body, with your feminine energy, with your pleasure centers, with your beautiful goddess self, because that is what... that is where so much of our power is stored. That is where so much of our intuition is stored. That is where so much of our being able to thrive is stored. But I want to talk about some misconceptions around that. So if you, let's say we take the typical picture of soft girl life on social media who has her own farmland and is growing her vegetables and just chilling and doing that thing. Or maybe it's at the ocean swimming somewhere, whatever it looks like. If you're seeing people just living the soft girl life and not mentioning that they also sometimes do the hard, uncomfortable work. So something that I'm going to say very directly is, if you are only doing soft girl things, but you want to, but you have big ambitions and have big goals, but you don't also do the work to reach those goals, not just the manifesting part. Of course, you're doing the manifesting part. Of course, the manifesting works. But even with manifesting, manifestation only works if you also take action on the inspired ideas that you get as you're manifesting, right? So all those ideas that you get, like, oh, I should create an online course, or oh, I should take this course, or oh, I should reach out to this person. If those ideas come up and you follow on them, then manifestation will work. But if you have those ideas, but then reaching out to that person feels uncomfortable, what if they won't like that you message them? What if they will think you're weird? Da, 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 da. If you then don't take action on that inspired action, manifestation will not work. And so if you're only living that soft girl era life and you have big goals, big dreams, you want to live an extraordinary life, you want to also materialistically have extraordinary things, but you are not taking the extraordinary steps to also reach them while, of course, also being open for the universe to deliver you those extraordinary things, then you are in a disconnect, because then you will most likely become very unhappy because you are... and just doing one thing while wanting the other thing, but you are not doing what needs to be done to get the other thing. Does that make sense? What I want to say with this message is that you can live the soft girl era life, and you can also take action on the ideas and goals and ambitions that you have. Because if you are someone with big ambitions, big goals, and you don't take actions on them, you will become very unhappy. And I'm saying that because I do know people who are living the aspect of soft life, but they have big dreams, like they want to make a lot of money, they want to own this, they want to go there, they want to do this, but they are not taking action on the things that are needed to achieve those other big things. And I see them becoming more unhappy and more unhappy and more unhappy because they are not taking action on the things that are needed to achieve and experience the other big goals that they have. And I don't want that to be you, because we can and we get to fully live all aspects of our dreams, and we can also achieve our big girl dreams with a soft girl lifestyle as long as we are taking action on the comfortable and uncomfortable ideas because we are being called to it. And I want to share an example with you on that. So if you've been here for the past multiple years, you might remember in around March, April, May 2023, I shared on my Instagram stories that if you would be interested in a certification, in a Tantra certification, in a healing certification where I teach you the tools, the practices, the rituals, and the theory behind how to not only create healing and transformation in your own life, but also with your clients. And there's a response was like, yes, 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 yes. And so I've been having that calling since 2023, but it is only now that I created that certification because fear came up for me as well. Because I was like, okay, to actually train someone, to certify someone, there is so much that comes into it. It's not just, oh, do this, 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 and just teach your clients how to breathe in and exhale. It's not just that. If you're working with clients, you need to know how to work with different emotions that come up, how to work with different nervous system states, what to do if a client has a traumatic or memories come up or other things that come up in the healing spaces, right? So there's a certain responsibility that I, as the one who has a certification, have to make sure that I am training you to a really, really, really good level to be able that you then work with your clients, right? So it's my responsibility to make sure that the certification is in a great state where you are really, like, where I can, with good knowing, say, yes, work with those students because I know they are great at what they're doing, right? So it felt like a huge task of like, where should I even start with this? And so I pushed the off the urge, the calling, the idea, the knowing that I meant to create this certification. I pushed it off to later and later and later. And I also sometimes, when I saw other people on social media announce their certifications, I had this uncomfortable feeling in me like, oh, I am meant to do that. I am meant to share my certification, right? So sometimes, if you are not listening to the calling that you have or the calling that the universe is giving you, if you are consistently not listening to that, the universe will show you uncomfortable mirrors where those feelings will come up like, hey, it's your turn now. You can do it. It is your turn now. So now, finally, I have just launched the Tantra and Somatic Healing Certification, and I'm so excited to share that with you. I know that I also needed those last 2 years to just deepen my own practice of working with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients worldwide. And I, of course, am always learning new tools and deeper layers as well. And now I know that the certification that I created is such an incredible, incredible journey that you will take and you will know and learn how to work with clients in such a powerful way. This is such a powerful certification. So we meet online for online trainings, live calls, practice sessions, rituals, everything. We do that for 3 months online. And then there is a 1 week in-person immersion where we fine-tune your facilitator skills. And when I created that certification, one of the most important parts for me was is that you don't just learn theory or you don't just learn a step-by-step on how to do a practice or where I just give you a script on how to do a practice, but where you actually become a facilitator, where you actually practice. I know people who have messaged me who have done so many different certifications, but they're still not going out there and launching their business. They're still not going out there and working with their clients because fear, insecurity, imposter syndrome, all these things are coming up and they're standing in their own way. And so with this certification, not only are you becoming an incredible healer and facilitator, you are especially going through your own transformation where you are not standing in your own way anymore, where you are not holding yourself back anymore. This is a journey of becoming the type of facilitator that you want to become, that you have the calling to become. This is the type of journey where you embody and become the person that I know you've been feeling the calling to become, but fear, insecurity, or other things might have been holding you back. I am so excited to bring you this certification. As I started sharing in the beginning of this podcast episode, the world is changing. The world is waking up. More people are opening up to the topics of spirituality, healing, awareness, nervous system regulation. And so these topics are just becoming more and more accessible. And we need more highly skilled facilitators in those areas. What we don't need more of is someone who went to a cacao ceremony once and felt like they now needed to become a cacao ceremony facilitator, because just doing something once, twice, or even 7 times in your life and then becoming an expert at it does not make you an expert. But the proper training, certification, and deep, deep personal experience, these are the things that make you an expert in something. And these are the things that you will be trained in and practiced in and embody in our certification. What I also know is that the divine feminine is rising. Feminine energy, feminine embodiment, sensuality, sexuality, being connected with your body, all of these topics are rising and people are waking up to it. And women want to embody that more and more and more themselves as well. And as you join the certification, You will become the coach, the facilitator, the healer in your community where people, women come to have this experience, to have this transformation with you. I'm so excited for the certification. We start the certification mid-June. Right now, we have the early bird available until the 30th April. I also added monthly payment plans to make it more accessible for everyone. Whether you are working full-time right now, maybe you just started your own business, maybe you are in the in-between phases of both of these things. This is the certification to not just learn a lot, but also embody and become the facilitator that you have the calling within you to become. You can learn more at somatichealingcertification.com or click the show notes, and I'm so excited to see you in there.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.